Villagers in the Spanish community of Anguiano are seeking protection from the uncertain times by turning to a tried and true method. They're donning stilts and hurling themselves down streets. The World's Jerry Haddon reports.
An old man in a black beret stands before Anguiano's Catholic Church. He implores St. Mary Magdalene to drive the storm clouds from their valleys and fields. That clicking and clattering sound you hear is not horses' hooves on the cobblestones, but young men shifting back and forth on stilts. They're wearing bright yellow skirts and multicolored vests, and they look nervous. 25-year-old local Pablo Gonzalo leans down from his pair to talk. In some places, he says, kids grow up with soccer balls practically attached to their feet. Here, it's stilts. In Anguiano, he says, you start wearing stilts when you're just a little kid. You put them on and off you go, running around and throwing yourself off anything you can. That's, in essence, what Gonzalo and seven other stilt dancers are about to do. But first, the entire village gathers at the church to carry the effigy of Mary Magdalene 2 miles up the mountain to a small stone chapel. Here the saint will spend the winter. When it's time to plant next year's bean crop, the Anguianos will bring her back to town. The turnout this year is bigger than anyone can remember. Anguiano's bean farmers are already hurting, as are small farmers across Europe. And there's worry that if the global economy sours further and government tax revenues fall, farm subsidies might dry up. Retired resident Carmen Diego says she's not surprised so many people have shown up today. She says during uncertain times, people look to the old ways for help and guidance. What draws us back here to the chapel is our faith, she says, our faith in the saint. When I see her and hear the singing, I just cry with emotion. Back in town, the stilt dancers prepare to sacrifice themselves to Mary Magdalene in return for a bountiful harvest. They're poised at the top of a long, steep cobblestone lane. If this were a ski slope, we'd be talking for experts only. Then the dancers begin to whirl in place like dervishes. Waiting his turn, Pablo Gonzalez admits to a case of the nerves. Some of us make it down okay, others wipe out, he says. We have people lining the sides to break our fall, but still, you don't know if your stilts are going to betray you. I get the butterflies. Then, one by one, the stilt dancers twirl at high velocity down the hill. The people lining the steep descent push themselves against the walls to keep from being run over. At the bottom, the dancers hurl themselves down a staircase and into the waiting arms of fellow villagers. When it's over, another dancer, Antonio, says the experience is out of body, like communing directly with God. You just lose yourself, he says. Some of us do it because of our devotion to the saint, others because it's fun and a tradition, and we have to keep it alive. Like many rituals, the roots of the stilt dancing harken back to something more practical. The town is on a steep slope, points out Manolo, the owner of a local bar. For centuries, there was no pavement in town, he says, so when it rained, the stone lanes would fill up with mud from the mountain. The only way to get around was on stilts. Today, most of the streets of Anguiano are paved. There are storm drains. But with the global economy mired in the financial mud, the Anguianos keep their stilts and their saint at the ready. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Anguiano, Spain.